Welcome everyone to the Life Group Leader Podcast, and I'm Pastor Pierre. Hey guys, we are over the halfway point in our life groups for the spring session, and I should say that we have three more meetings. You should have three more meetings as of this Sunday, the 28th of April. So that should end us around the week of May 12th. Obviously, May 12th being a Sunday, Mother's Day, and could go, extend a little bit farther into that week. So we are getting close to the end, hopefully making great progress and getting connected to those that have been coming to our life groups. I know people's schedules have been all over the place, and that's okay. We're just trying to keep the same goal of just doing life together, communicating with our groups so that we can keep them engaged and keep them coming towards the end. I know as the spring gets stronger, people get busy and sometimes drop out. So hopefully we don't have a lot of attrition in attendance, but we're just going to do our best to get through the next few weeks. And hopefully you end on a really strong, excited note into the summer. Okay, so let me real quick break down this week's lesson. So Pastor Ben is doing a one-off kind of sermon this Sunday. It's not a part of a series. It is going to be a sermon on insecurity. As you look into the life group questions that we have for you this week, or you'll start to see all the where this is going to go, he basically focuses on the life of Saul and kind of breaks down all the different, some of the different elements that happened in Saul's life and how insecurity kind of was a big part of the problem with Saul as a leader, and so how it affected him. So it's a little bit of a different style as far as a lot of getting a lot of content out of it, because I think he's sort of presenting the problems that we all face with insecurities and then kind of going into the story of Saul. So I do want to say maybe a way to help with connecting with your groups is pray about this, but think about ahead of time, what are some insecurities that maybe you've have dealt with, your spouse, that maybe they can pray about what things that they've dealt with as leaders. Come up with some insecurities maybe that you feel comfortable sharing. Don't obviously, feel like you have to share something that's really, really personal to you. But if there's something that could benefit the group that you've worked through or are working through, again, that helps us to be real, helps us to be approachable and relatable to those that are there. And then, don't be afraid to ask those questions. It can be a little awkward. That's, again, part of doing life together is seeing if we can get people to be more vulnerable and honest. And so, again, like Pastor Ben said a long time ago, if you sometimes are asking a question and you don't get someone jumping at it, sometimes it can be just because they're thinking about it and you kind of presented something new to them to think about. But go ahead and allow space to be quiet if people need to think about it a little bit. And then you'll see people, eventually get the courage up or just kind of rise up a little bit to respond and engage. So don't be afraid to put the question out there and just kind of wait it out and see if people are going to respond. So we do have obviously some questions to help you with that. In what ways does insecurity reveal itself? He's going to go through a list of different things at the beginning of his message. So kind of take note of those. And then, what stood out the most about you, about King Saul? Again, you could prepare yourself for that by thinking about what jumped out to you when you were sitting in the service with Ben talking about King Saul. And then what lessons have you personally learned through insecurity? And what are ways at the end we can talk about what are some ways we can practically overcome insecurity? I think a little reflection ahead of time will help you to be ready to lead off those questions and then just kind of hopefully your groups take it from there and run with it and share their thoughts. So obviously God doesn't want us to be insecure. And looking at the example of Saul, we can glean what not to do and what we should be doing as Christians now. So go through that. If you look at the main scriptures, we do have quite a bit of scripture there. I only selected kind of the first two main ones that set up the story about Saul and kind of how the Lord spoke over him, almost like how that was God meant him to be. But then unfortunately, Saul's decisions kind of negate what God was trying to do in his life, which is can easily be something we deal with, where God has a plan for us and a purpose for us, and we have a choice in the matter to step into those things, or are we going to make decisions that are going to hurt us in relationship to being secure in God versus insecurities? So there's, I did write also, and then I referenced, you know, all the other scriptures that get into it with Saul, and you're, feel free to look ahead or just to kind of pay attention during the sermon and see which ones you might want to cover if you feel like you need to cover some extra time there. But being that it's a story, most people will remember the key things that were mentioned. So, you know, just maybe highlight those key points that happened in Saul's life and what got himself in trouble and how he disobeyed the Lord. And then, you know, just go through that and have fun. Again, we hope that these are encouraging and life-giving to you. We thank you for, you know, putting in the time and the effort and the work to do these. Hopefully you're being blessed, but regardless, we know that God's going to bless you for choosing to lead, choosing to help those in your group get connected and be encouraged, and again, hopefully having a blast. So thanks again. I will want to say that, you know, if you guys, you know, being that it's starting to get close to wrapping up, if there's another type of event you want to do for fun on the last week or even maybe into the spring or summer to stay with your group, just to have a fun night or something like that, you know, consider that. I will say also consider, you could consider for doing a life group event together with your group. There is the food pantry outreach that we are doing on May 9th at Open Door Ministries that Roger Heitman is putting together. They have two different times. They have from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. time you could sign up for. So it's a 2-hour block, or from 6 to 8 p.m. And that might be a really fun way to do it with your group. That's obviously a Thursday night. So consider that if you can, or at least put it out there to your groups that they could do that if you can't make it, but maybe they could, you know, get together and do that. Or just do it as individuals. That's great too. But we do think it's great to do life together and ministry together. So this could be an opportunity in that for the spring. So if God gives you a different idea, I know some of you guys have done stuff on your own streets before at different times of the year. That's awesome. Again, hopefully we want to take on the challenge of, you know, doing, like I said a couple weeks ago, the hard thing, right? Sometimes doing the thing that you feel the Lord give you, not something that someone else is making you do, but you feel the Lord give you that says, okay, maybe we can get outside of our box and go do something in ministry form that's maybe a little bit outside of my comfort zone, but it's going to be what the Lord would want me to do. And if you feel led by that, then don't be afraid to go out there and just do it. All right, I'm going to wrap it up because we're trying to keep it short. And thank you guys again so much for being life group leaders. I pray that you're having an awesome time with this. And we'll get, as we get closer to the end, I will bring up in a couple of weeks, we'll do a podcast again towards the end there. And we'll maybe hopefully talk about a little bit of the plans for the fall. And we're going to try to continue to grow this and continue to make it stronger. So thanks again for everything. And we will be back in a couple of weeks on that podcast.